It is 18 minutes past 7, time for Murray Olds joining us in the studio, as he does at this time every Wednesday. Murray, good morning once again.
Mitch, yeah, good morning to you.
Now, tax. Everyone loves talking about tax, especially you. The GST rise has been pretty much killed off.
Well, it has been. It's now had the silver stake driven right through its heart, finally, with the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Yesterday, did the Thelma and Louise line up in far north Queensland. He's touring there with Barnaby Joyce's brand new deputy. Not sure it was such a good line, Thelma and Louise, because the movie ended in tears. They drive off the cliff into the Grand Canyon.
Oh, you ruined it if everyone hadn't seen that movie before.
Mate, please, it's old enough to vote. It's
classic.
Yeah, it is a classic.
Hey, also,
Gina Davis.
Oh. Interesting, Labor coming out yesterday and taking on negative gearing as well.
Yeah, Labor says if it's in power next year, they will bring in a rule, because this is if Labor wins the next election. Labor says the negative gearing market should be skewed in such a way as it encourages the construction of a whole lot of new homes.
Yeah.
Now, the government says, well, it wouldn't raise much money and it would distort the market. Labor says, guess what? It would actually help young people get into the market, either via buying their first home or actually having a home to rent.
Mm.
The reason rents are so high, argues Labor, and indeed a lot of economists,
experts, yeah,
is because there's bugger all supply.
Well, I think we had someone on the show, maybe last week, there's about 30,000 homes that it's a shortfall of 30,000 homes in Sydney, and that's why we're seeing these huge prices.
So we need more homes in Sydney, there's no doubt about it. Part of the problem is local government and state government refusing to release land, right? More land equals more homes, but they're anxious about, you know, releasing it willy-nilly. You've also got Labor saying that, as far as it's concerned, if you had rules tweaked that would allow, for example, big superannuation funds, they've got billions to invest. Now, right now, they're buying railways in China and coal mines in Brazil or wherever the hell they're putting their money.
Yeah.
What about building homes right here in Australia for Australians?
Mm.
Use all of those billions of dollars to create affordable housing. Now, yes, it might distort them. It might actually push prices down there. Is that a bad thing? I suppose it is if you're sitting
in.
It's not a bad thing if you want to get in the market. Honestly, my wife and I despair about our three kids, all university educated. They'll never afford a home in Sydney. Unless they rob a bank, they'll never be able to buy a house. Never.
Degree robbing a bank.
You can't save the deposit and live at the same time.
Yeah, impossible.
Well, it's just daft.
So in the government, I think Scott Morrison's making a speech.
Big speech
at the press
today,
club.
National Press Club.
Yeah.
Now, he's already, I mean, this is part of the problem the government's had, Mitch. They've been sort of trailing their coat for the last few months, ever since Malcolm Turnbull got in. This exciting time, you know, tax reform's key to the blah, 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 blah. So they've let this debate bubble along and said nothing.
Yeah.
So Labor's occupied the space. Bill Shorten can see a little bit of light at the end of a long, dark tunnel. So it's finally taken Malcolm Turnbull until 24 hours ago to rule out any increase in the GST. And Scott Morrison's lobbing into the press club today, already saying, don't expect any detail.
I've seen about three interviews with Matthias Cormann, the finance minister, over the last couple of days. And he said literally, you know how pollies say doublespeak? He said nothing. Like, nothing has been said.
The government and the tax reform is very important. What are you going to do? We have to wait and see. I mean, please, old Boxy. I mean, I love him to bits. He's like one of those Belgian barge dogs. Woof, woof.
All right. Now, you are here to make some gags as well.
Gag it up. Knock, knock.
Who's there, Murray?
Robin.
Robin who?
I'm robbing you. Hand over your wallet.
Oh, that's tragic. That's probably the worst you've ever said on this, show.
It's a dad gag.
Yeah, it is.
Why did the chicken go to the seance?
Chicken went to the seance?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
To get to the other side.
Okay.
And hear about a doctor. He loves stopping off at his favourite bar for a daiquiri after a big day of surgery. A very special daiquiri, though. It's made with almond nuts.
Almond nuts?
Almonds. I've never had an almond daiquiri. I don't think I'd care for one. But anyway, he rocks into the bar this particular afternoon, sits down and says to the barman, I'll have my usual. But the barman's run out of almonds.
Oh, no.
So he has to make the drink with hickory nuts instead. Brings the drink over to the doctor. He takes a sip and says, oh, this is terrible. This isn't an almond daiquiri. No, you're right, says the barman. It's a hickory daiquiri, Doc.
There you go. Three of the worst gags you'll hear anywhere on radio on a Wednesday morning. Thank you very, very much, Murray Olds.
Pleasure, buddy.